Hi, I'm Sylvia Ferrer. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from San Bernardino.
My name is Karina Gutierrez. I'm also 21 years old, and I'm also from San Bernardino.
My name is Daisy Murguia. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Rialto's.
And the name of this podcast is Three Single Bitches in One Podcast.
Now, to start off, how did we first meet, all three of us? Who remembers?
I remember exactly how we met. I don't remember how Karina and I met.
I feel like we didn't...
Like, we were just suddenly friends.
We didn't purposely meet. We just kind of, like, gradually became friends.
Yeah.
It was so strange. I know how... Actually, I don't remember how we met.
Me and Karina were toddlers?
We were young. Literal children. I think
we used to play in the mud.
Yeah.
While your mom gave everyone haircuts. Yeah.
So childhood friends.
But then your mom used to have like her hair studio like in her house,
in her garage.
Which was kind of cool, low key. Like
that is
that
cool.
Was kind of a vibe.
It really was. It was illegal, but
it was illegal, but it was
a vibe. So you know,
I remember Daisy coming up to me and just being like, "I like your name. It sounds like it's from a telenovela." And then we were mean to each other for like the whole year in geometry class.
Your whole friendship.
And then we were actually friends later. But
it was like us being mean was like what led us to becoming friends.
Like the trauma of it just bonked us.
But there was like levels to it, because there was some people that were like really bitchy, and that was like okay, but we were like a good level of mean, you know, like a good
in the beginning.
I can't remember honestly.
I remember it being really mean. Actually, I remember us being really mean to each other at one point, and then after that we got past that hurdle and now we're here. It really was. It bonded us.
I don't think we were mean to each other, Sylvia.
I don't think so.
No, I think we were just like
kind of
we
awkward.
We were friends, but it was like awkward for a while, and then I think once we graduated high school, that's when it was like, okay, maybe we are friends.
I agree. Yeah. It was cool. We love.
And I really like this question. What does home mean to you?
Oh,
Sylvia can answer that one first.
I kind of don't want to. I had a conversation with somebody about how people can be homes, and I don't know if I agree with it. So,
what was that conversation?
Well, I feel like it's kind of unhealthy to make a person your home, but also what is home, especially for, you know, us immigrants, we kind of live in between. Not to make it deep, but...
That's true, though.
Like, nothing ever fully feels like home.
I mean, especially being Mexican-American, it's like, you don't belong here, you don't belong there. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, so then where do I go, bitch?
Exactly.
Where are you supposed to go?
Where am I supposed to go? I don't know. I kind of disagree, though. I think people can be homes, but I think it's unhealthy to make someone that's not permanently in your life a home. Like a boyfriend that you've only had for 3 months. Like, maybe that's not a good idea, but maybe you're going to make your parents and your siblings a home. I think that's okay.
It's funny, because remember the story I told you guys I wrote? I, like, wrote about that. I was like, kind of hard for me to think that people can be in love and that exists, but I think like platonic love, like you loving your mom, you loving a friend, like a sister, a brother, I feel like that, like, you know, that exists and that's like unwavering. I'm not even then, but so then everything else is like, you know, wishy-washy.
In a way though, we're kind of speaking from a place of privilege, because we all have pretty, I want to say, like, stable home lives. Like, we have all pretty good relationships with our moms, at least. So
for sure,
I feel like that helps it. Some people might not have them. They can't speak from that experience.
I mean, I'm hoping that they do at least have someone.
Same.
That they can,
well, there's people that, like,
home.
Make their own families,
right.
too.
Yeah,
like,
that's
if
true.
They've been
like
friends.
Yeah.
Also, can... Oh, wait, I don't even know what I was going
to say. I think you have to get closer to the mic.
Have to get closer.
Yeah.
Low-key, because if you're not close to it, it doesn't record it. Last time, it was, like, facing, like, not me. So my voice sounded...
So we're kind of changing subjects a little now, and we're going to talk about our favorite subject in the world, Omar Apollo.
Me and Sylvia went to see him, was it a few weeks ago?
Literally wearing his merch.
Wearing his merch. Karina saw him. Me and Sylvia made the stupid financial decision to get meet and greet tickets.
I mean...
Was it, though? Was it really stupid?
Because
I kind of regret not.
Honestly, though, yeah.
$100 to meet him? Kind of priceless.
Yeah, but if we can, like... Go back to, like, when we got there, we thought, okay, first of all, we thought we were going to be late. For some reason, we thought, right?
Like, yeah.
Well, I think I either got out of school late or I got out of work late.
There was traffic, though.
Yeah, there was like a lot of traffic. LA is bad.
Yeah.
LA is really bad.
But even driving to Irvine, it was like hella traffic.
Yeah, because I had to drive from Irvine and then down to LA. Yeah. So it was
two plus one. Yeah.
Somehow we made it, though.
Somehow we made it. And like the line, the VIP line was still like all the way like outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we were in the line. We were freaking the fuck. Like we were literally like, it was, like, kind of raining, too, I remember.
A little bit, yeah.
It was, like, a little bit. Like, it was cold outside. But we were, like, so hyperventilating that you were, like, let me take off my jacket. And it was, we were still outside,
though. I think I told Daisy, I was, like, why are we doing this? Can we leave? Like, I'm okay with losing the money.
She said, I'm down to leave. And then, but at one point, it was her saying that. And then, at another point, I was, like, Sylvia, why do we do this, Sylvia? Like,
you were blaming me, too.
That was me when we were about to meet him. I was, like, why do we do this? Why do we get together?
That's literally why I never want to meet anyone that's, like, I listen to or I've seen in movies, because then I feel, what am I going to say to them? Like, hey, man, good job. Like, what?
Honestly, it was a lot.
But then, okay, story time, though, because we were getting our wristbands, finally, and Omar has, like, a midget, like, tour manager.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, Tina Shea. But then there was like a weird looking white guy. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Like a white guy that looks like a toddler, but he's like 6 feet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, that
was interesting.
So I feel like they're both like, or at least one of the guys is like his like touring person or whatever.
Well, the guy who was putting on her wristbands was his manager.
That's manager, yeah. So he was putting them on, and then, you know, he wasn't smiling at anybody, but then I came up and he was like, hey, hi.
And
I was like, because the girls in front of us, though, low-key, like, they were 12 and a half. Like, okay. They were, like, 13 years old.
They knew you guys were 21.
And I think, did we show our IDs?
No,
right?
I wish I had. I was trying to convince you.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to convince you to get a drink before, because I had been to that venue, like, a week before. And I was like, Daisy, I'm so nervous. We need a drink.
But, like, we were there so early that, like, the bar people were, like, setting up. Like,
Yeah, they weren't ready.
And then Sylvia asked him, like, yo, like, when can we get our 21, like, plus, like, wristband to...
We needed a wristband,
remember?
Sylvia wanted to flex her age.
And then, yeah, like, I think she said that, and then the guy was, like, the manager guy, all he said was, like, oh, like, blah, 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 and then we just didn't get the freaking wristbands.
No, it never happened. Well, because when we went to meet him, Daisy met him first of all.
Okay, but I'm trying to chronological order. After that, like, they put us inside... So we were, like, next to, like, where the tour merch stuff was, and then next to the bar. But they had us waiting there.
Everyone
was, like, peeing. Everyone was, like, nervous. Everyone, like, went to pee, came back. We were still standing there. And we were, like, when the fuck? Because it was already at that point, like, what was it, like, 7
p.m.? Oh, yeah, because I remember us freaking out and being, like, we're going to not be in the front. We did not pay fucking $100
to not be in the front. Because we're like, they're going to start letting people in, and we haven't even met fucking bro out here. There was not a lot of people, though. How many of us was there? Like 40, maybe?
Probably.
Like it wasn't, compared to how big the concert was.
From what I saw, you guys were pretty close.
We were. Right? We were, I think there was one person in front of us.
There was one person in front of us.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bitches were mad. Hoes behind us were
mad.
They were
salty. Well, we can get into
Okay. And then afterward, they finally like start taking us up to like a room. Not even a room. We're like by a staircase. Like, kind of where we were at, we moved a few feet up, and then everyone, like, a line that trailed to, like, a staircase, and then we were all standing there, and then, like, 5 or 6 security guards came out, and then, like, one stayed. I don't know. I was like, I don't know what they're freaking doing.
There was a lot of security, for sure.
There was a lot of security, and then at one point, we all finally started moving, and then everyone's like, you know, like, everyone's, like, frantic all of a sudden, yeah. And is that when they take us to the room?
Well,
it's, like, a balcony.
Yeah, it was a balcony.
It was, like, a balcony outside.
Oh.
Which was, like, kind of cute.
Well, it was definitely, like, a cute venue. It was just really cold. Fast forwarding to us, like, about to meet him, though. Like,
it was another staircase that led into the balcony. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone's in a line. And outside it was cold, too. Like,
so we could hear everything. Everyone
meeting
him. Because we were about to climb the stairs.
There was, like, 2 girls in front of us. And do you remember, like... They said something, and I remember me and Sylvia looked at each other because they were like, oh, my God, I'm 16. I'm, like, so fucking old. And then, like, me and Sylvia.
Oh, my God.
Me and Sylvia looked at each other. And the worst part was it was, like, a white and, like, an Asian girl. And, like, no tea, no shade, but I'm like, we're here for my Mexican king.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to sing Frio in Spanish. Like, y'all are going to have to pretend to like that shit. But they, when they said that, I was like, It was, because we already felt, we were like, we're kind of old.
We felt like the oldest
these,
there.
All these
Yo,
girls
that's
are like
what like 40 year olds think of us when we say, oh my God, we're old. I'm like barely 20.
Yeah, that's true. But we're kind of old. we're mature.
Do you want to go first? Because you met him first.
Okay.
So.
At first, Sylvia was going to meet him first. But then I don't remember what happened, but I was like, no. Like, I was like, I need to go first. Like, I was like anxious though. I was like about to shit my pants anxious. The thing was, I, like, didn't even take a shit after, but, like, it was, like, the nerves made me think I was, like, going to shit my pants. Yeah. So, I love our, what is it, our colloquial, like, our slang. No, but then I was going up, and I was, like, so nervous that I was, like, I'm gonna fucking blink. And then I told Sylvia, I was, like, I didn't plan anything. I don't know what I'm gonna tell him, like. I got nothing.
Thinking about it, I'm like getting hot.
And then,
I feel like,
yeah,
I'm
and then,
nervous.
But
I'm
then
so
I looked,
nervous.
And then we were getting closer and closer. And then I was like, wait, Sylvia, like, I'm writing an article for the newspaper about him. Like, if worse comes to worse, like, I'll just, like, bring that up for some reason. Like, I'll just fucking bring that up. Be
wait,
like,
what was your story about?
I didn't fucking publish it. Cause oh my God. I was in charge of publishing it, but, like, so much time had passed. So, like, his single was, like, old news at that point. Cause he had another single already with Dominic Fife.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm not publishing it, you know, like, that's on Period Love. So it feels like I lied to him because I was like, yeah, like, an article for my college.
He was probably looking out for it.
No. And then, I went. I went up, but I was, like, more concerned with, like, I had a bunch of shit, like, a jacket, my purse, everything. And, like, there was, like, a chair next to where he was. Mm-hmm. And we just saw everyone dump their shit on there. So I, like, walked up there, and I was, like, just imagine me, like, awkwardly, like, walking up there, and I'm with my shit, and I was, like, I just, like, threw it on the couch, and then I was, like,
what's up?
But he's always, like, arms wide, like, to hug everyone. Like, he just does that with everyone, and I was, like, and also... But I told her, I was like, I didn't think about this, but I give, like, awkward side hugs. Like, I don't give, like, full hugs.
You give a full hug, though.
He came for the full hug, so I was like, I was like, I don't know what to And then I don't remember what I said. I was like, oh, because also before, we were looking at everyone taking their pictures, and everyone had, like, planned pictures, like gun poses, like James Bond, like weird, like we're irritating, like keep in mind everyone's like 14 years old, so like that's okay, the poses they're making him do. And then I walk up and I'm like, I don't know what pose we're gonna do, so I just stood there. I like
just like stand there.
And he was like, oh, and then he was like, oh, like it doesn't matter, blah blah. And I was like, aww. I was like, okay. And then I don't remember what I said. I said the newspaper thing, and I remember he said, what did he say? Do you remember what he said?
I don't remember. He said no.
It was something. I think he said something like, "Oh, like what's the premise of the story?" And I was like, I was like, "Shit!" I was like, "Shit!" The story got no premise. I was like,
"I just wanted to write about you.
I just wanted to like bring it up,
trying to make conversation."
Yeah, and then I was like, just about your single, Rio." I was like, like voice cracking the whole time, and then this whole time, like the manager guy, he's the one taking the pictures. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, taking pictures. And the whole time, I'm, like, just, like, looking at this man. Like, not even looking at the camera. Like, not even posing. Not even, like, I'm supposed to be here for, like, the picture. But I'm just, like, trying to have a conversation. And then I think Omar was, like, oh, like, look, like, cheese or something. And he was, like, oh, like, look, cheese. Funny. And I was, like, cheese. Like, the picture, I was, like, cheese. Like, imagine you're Omar. And I'm, like, cheese. We take the picture. He looks down. He's, like. Like, why did you laugh? He's like, oh, that's cute. Literally you actually said cheese. And I was like.
It's like, it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't.
But it was, it felt like I was telling you, it was like your name here. Because when he was like, oh my God, like, why did you say cheese? Like, that's cute. And I was like. I don't know. I think I call myself a dumbass. But I don't remember. I don't remember. In my head, I was like. I'm a dumbass. I was like, he said cheese, so I was like, okay like, I'll do whatever you say. Like, tell me what to say. And then took the picture, and then the manager dude, who previously had been really nice, like, hi, but there was, like, a time, what is it, like, a hurry, like, hurry a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Well, because there were other people behind
still. Yeah, there was still people. And I think they wanted to do that shit. They did that shit in, like, 10 minutes, like, 20 minutes. Oh, like, wow. It was, like, fast as fuck, yeah. And then I remember he said, okay, last picture, and I was like, oh, okay. Then that's the one good picture that came out.
It's so freaking cute.
Because I did not pose the rest of them. I was like, like, you know? And then after that, I was like, oh, okay, bye. Another hug, whatever. Grab my shit. And then I, like, walked off. But I was like a zombie. I was like, I was, like, walking off. Like, I was, like, walking super slow.
You were emotionally exhausted. And there was,
like, people, there was, like, workers from the venue that were just, like, standing there, or, like, managers. Yeah,
they were his friends.
Or his friends or someone. And they looked at me and they're, like, the exit's, like, that way. And I was, like. Like, I, like, was not, I was unsure what I was doing with my life. And then you go downstairs and then you're in a room with everyone who had just met him. So everyone's, like, yeah. Like,
everyone's talking about it.
And then Sylvia can go.
Oof. Honestly, well, she forgot to mention, I don't know if it was for every people or for everyone. He was, like, dancing when you got to him.
Oh, he was dancing, yeah.
It was what? So weird. Because he was, like,
Michael Jackson dancing?
No, it was, like, Moonwalk? I know. Do you remember that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward is just moving his hands like that? No. He was basically just doing that.
He felt really awkward, I bet.
He was having a good-ass time. Yeah, he was, like, smiling.
I thought he was just on crack. I was like,
you know what? She literally
lied to my He might have lied something up before.
He thought, no, but she, we were talking about it, and I was like, weed, he would have been, like, super, super chill. But she was like, no, he looked like he was cracked out. He was, like, dancing.
He was cracked out. Because I dumped my stuff, and I was like, sir, please stop dancing.
Sir, I just want to get so high. Please stop.
Because I was carrying more stuff than she was. I was carrying my jean jacket. I was carrying a hoodie that I bought. I was carrying a shirt. I was carrying my bag. I was just carrying a whole bunch of
shit. Your whole life, literally.
Basically. So I, like, dumped everything, and I went in for the hug. Honestly, I also blacked out, though. Like, I gave my phone. I didn't even look at him, the manager. I was just like, here.
You know what's so sad? I, like, wrote down every single second that happened so that I wouldn't blank out, and I already blanked out. I don't know where I wrote it down somewhere.
I screen recorded it, so I feel like I'll remember if I see it. But yeah, I just went in, he gave me a hug, and I was like, this is what it's like to be hugged by somebody who's tall. Because he's 6 feet, probably over that.
I'll probably come up to his ear or something.
Honestly, he's probably taller than that.
No, I'm saying I'd probably come up to his ear.
Even then. Really? He's taller than that. Wow. Yeah. He's a giant.
He's just so beautifully tall.
Or maybe you guys are just short.
I'm not that short. I'm average height, man.
I'm average
five. Like, it's so funny because when you're short enough, like, my head was like his headrest because he was like for the picture. And I'm like, wow, we love being short.
He really didn't do that for me, so I'm kind of upset. But
he does it and he's like trying to like get taller.
It's like a 90-degree angle. I literally cannot remember. I remember being like, oh my god, I saw you at UCR. And he was like, I sounded so bad. And he like.
And he did though. He did.
You could. And I was like, I still love you, you angel. I literally told him. I was like, you sounded like an angel. And he was like, aw, thanks.
But like, I remember Sylvia actually telling me that he did sound really bad because he was really sick. Yeah, so.
He did, but we still said.
But you're just going to lie to him.
I think I told him. Like, I was like, I saw you twice after, so we don't mind.
Yeah. You didn't leave that bad of an impression.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, we Stan, we're here. I cannot remember. I remember Daisy when I went out. She was like, you were there for like 10 minutes.
Well, because she also, like, she was like talking this and that. And I remember the whole time I'm in the room, like, at least like 3 full minutes passed. And like, the whole meet and greet was like 15 minutes. So she's already like 1/5 of the meet and greet was like on Sylvia. And then all I remember too was like the shoe thing.
Oh, right? Okay, yeah. Okay. So we were taking pictures and
it was almost your time to leave, I think.
Yeah, because he was like, last picture. And I was like, I have a weird thing to ask you. And he was like, what? First of all, he's so beautiful. I could not look at him in the face.
Same.
Was dying. And
I was literally like, don't.
I'm not going to comment on that. I'm not going
to comment. Ma'am. I think he was like, you want me to do a backflip? And I was like,
wait, what? I told you he was on crack. He was on crack game mode.
And like, I was like, no.
It's like, what would I gain from that?
Exactly. He doesn't even do backflips in his concerts.
Yeah, because then I was like, no, can you sign my shoe? And he was like, oh, good, because I can't do a backflip. And I was like, sir.
I think he really was on crack.
He
that
was.
Makes no sense.
I mean, I love a crackhead man. No, we don't.
He was mellow, you know, that's all that happened.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, maybe it was just weed, because he was, like, a chill, but he was, like, too much energy, right?
It was not weed, unless he's,
or like, maybe he's just like that.
Yeah, he might be really high energy, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
He signed my shoe. That's true. I lost my Sharpie, so I brought a shitty pen.
Okay, she had two Sharpies, and during the line,
I have no idea.
No, she had like two Sharpies, and during the line she lost, there was like a cute gold one that she had.
Yeah.
Somehow she lost it in the line. It wasn't anywhere. Like, I don't even know how you.
I have no idea. I think I later found it in my car. So I think I just left it in my car. So I gave him like a random pen and he signed it with that. It immediately smeared.
But Sylvia, like, literally put her foot up on, like, his foot so that he could sign, or on his knee so he could sign it. Like, yeah. You were, like, your leg was just.
Did you dust it
and
off?
And girl, he was like, wearing sorry. A dress. I was, like.
I was wearing a skirt.
Yeah, I was wearing a skirt.
Pop I was, off. Like, sir.
Right now.
Right now. Oh, my God.
In this balcony in no. front of all these kids.
I really don't care.
All these 12-year-olds.
The whole time. Oh, we hugged, like, 4 times because I think he kept trying to get me to leave. And I was like, like, just talking about whatever. And the manager was like, last picture. So we took one last picture. I left. Daisy said that the moment. First
the
of all,
moment
could not feel
walked
my
in.
Legs, though. Could not feel my legs.
It's like, a numb feeling.
I was walking my and my legs were shaking. Like,
but as soon
like
as she
jelly.
Walked into the room, she saw me. She's like, and then everyone in the meet and greet, like, everyone had, like, been excited, but, like, no one had screamed. So everyone, like,
I
turns
don't remember
around.
Screaming.
Everyone just turns around to Sylvia, like, is this bitch okay? Like, Omar heard that scream. Like, that was a loud scream.
I literally just remember going down and telling Daisy, oh my God, he was so nice. Because we were both freaking out. We were like, we can't stand if he's mean. If he's mean.
Like, if he's mean, he's canceled.
He's canceled.
But he was, like, so nice because it was, like, I guess, like, with every single person, you could tell he was trying to, like, have, like, a small conversation. Yeah. Like, how are you? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, just super nice. And I was like, not everyone, you know.
Not everyone does that.
Like, the Dobe brothers, yeah. Mad Dogging, like, oh don't God. Even say hi. Like, just standing
there.
You
can take a picture of us.
And then he was like, he's like, leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they were
like,
really
you could
nice.
Tell he really, like, he cares about, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because bitches paid extra to meet him. So, like, you know, we're trying to.
It was $100.
Wow. It's a like, lot. $90. How much extra, like, 50 more to meet him?
50, 60,
70. I don't remember.
Like, the ticket itself was like 40, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wait. If it was 40 in total, though, we paid like $90 a
yeah.
ticket.
Okay.
So it really
yeah.
wasn't
so
too bad,
bad,
honestly.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it was like the ticket plus like another like
it's not too bad.
50 or 40. Yeah.
And then I think after that, oh, ooh. You didn't get your poster, but they were handing out posters. And
no,
were,
but
like,
we skirted to like the front of everyone, like all of us. They were like, okay, you guys can go now to like the venue. And then everyone skirted. And then we ended up, that's how we ended up like second row, kind of.
Yeah.
But Sylvia got her poster because the manager was walking by with the posters. And once again, I was like, this bitch was so nice in the line fucking 2 hours ago. But right, I literally had my hand out for a poster and he like.
I feel like I snatched it out of his hand though.
Well, that's
I
good. Because like,
you didn't call him back. Like, excuse me, can
I did,
have a fucking poster?
But everyone, like a girl in front of me didn't get one either. And all yeah, of us true. Were like, hello, like, hello, like, can we get a poster?
Well, shitty we also didn't get our posters. Petty ass bitches behind us.
And the girls like, behind us, I think they met him the day before in the yeah. like in your concert, Karina.
They did.
And they were dead ass like, oh, like, go get your free poster. Like, go get your free poster. And I was like, I turned around and I was like, I don't need that, like, shitty ass poster. Like, I don't need it. Like, it's paper. It's printed. Like,
it's what am I going to yeah. fucking do?
Why am I
going
to move so that these girls can have the spot they want, you know?
That's yeah. really what they wanted.
But yeah, the day before, if they had met him, they had really good spots the day before.
Yeah.
They were still third row. Like, that's such a good spot.
Boy, I was, like, in the fucking middle. I mean, I could see because I'm tall. But, like, I was in the middle and there was this tall ass bitch kept coming in through the...
Oop.
My eyesight. So, I don't know.
But then Sylvia said that those girls were just being, like, kind of bitchy the whole night.
They were,
like,
yeah.
And I think what they tried being fake nice at some point, and I was like...
They were just trying... Like, they kept making comments about, like, oh, we're real fans of Dijon, or Dijon, or whatever you say his name, when he came
Girl,
on.
Girl, nobody's a real fan of anybody. Don't even start. Like,
exactly.
What is that?
They were in
what
high school, so they just...
They were in high school, so
they
have no life.
Comments.
Yeah.
It was
honestly,
just kinda funny.
You never realize how annoying high schoolers are until you have to encounter
until
one.
You stop
like,
being a high
then
schooler.
It's just like, hold up. You need to sit down and take a fucking nap.
Yeah. And I know
I don't know what's wrong.
I know that we were going to concerts in high school, but like the concerts we were going to, everyone was our age, so it was like fine. But now that we're like a part of like the slightly older group that isn't in high school or freaking middle school, then I feel like it's different because you realize like, the artists that they like are, like, over 20, 25, 30.
Yeah.
And it's, like, fucking 15-year-old kids, like, suck my dick, daddy. Like, you, like, weird-ass comments.
Can
literally,
we talk about
yeah,
that?
Isn't,
Omar,
that,
isn't
yeah.
that, like, sexual harassment? Like,
basically.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, I don't...
Like, even
whenever,
as a child,
whenever
I would never.
A dude does that to a girl, like, it's okay. But, like, I mean, that's
no,
not...
It's not
no,
okay, right?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
But then when a female fan does it to Omar Apollo, then it's like, oh my God, it's so funny. It's not funny.
It's really not. I think
and
it
makes
the
them
first
uncomfortable.
One.
Like, you can visually see it on their face that it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. Was it his concert, the one we went to, where I almost fought that girl, and then afterwards she kept making those comments where she was like, daddy!
Bitch, I was like, she's mad, because she said that too. I was like, girl, I'm literally standing next to you. And also, she's in front of you, like...
I didn't hear it, but yeah, I was mad, bitch. Fight me.
She's, we're not even going to go about that. It was so stupid. It was so stupid.
Omar really brings up kind of the worst in people, though, if you think about it. His fans are kind of
but
the
worst.
But
it's not really his fault, though. It's just like,
it's really not his fault.
Just the but type it's just fans. His fans. Yeah. And I feel like you can tell that he's just nice to everyone, so then it's like, he can't tell anything, but like the fans to other people are like territorial, kind of rude, like extra.
It's so strange. I'm like, he's not, he's a person. Like, you don't own him. You don't own his music. What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot of people definitely think so.
Dude, when I,
don't pause it.
Oh, no?
Because we're going to not even have our 45 minutes.
Okay, never mind.
Ah! Are we playing?
We're still playing.
Ah, okay. But were we going to go into love, though? Now that we talked about Omar, our true love, and then we'll.
Our true love.
Honestly.
Wait, I just want to say that I feel like if I ever met him, I would do what I did with Foom, like.
Pum?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Where I shook his hand, I was like, great show. Because I don't know why, I just, like, go into this bit, like, I'm going into an interview, and I, like, shake people's hands, and I'm like, nice to meet you, good show, thank you for everything. It's like, what am I doing?
I feel like he thought that was really respectable, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel it's not personal.
But it's, like, a cultural thing, too, where I think he prefers that.
Yeah,
I think. Versus other girls that are, like,
especially because,
in his face.
Oh, no, it wasn't the one that I'm thinking of. Wait, did Mbar open for Omar or for Pum?
Now for Omar.
Okay, never mind. I'm confusing them. But it was the same venue. That's why I think I'm confusing them. Mm-hmm. Some girl, though, came up to him, remember? To Pum? Mm-hmm. And he was, like, not into it. Also, his girlfriend was right there.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be, like, respectful.
Yeah.
And I think he's just shy. I think we talked about it, how he just seemed like a shyer person.
Ugh. Gorgeous, I don't know. Though. I don't even want to meet, like, the fake... I've said this always. I don't even want to meet the fake Spider-Man at Disneyland, because that shit gives me... I'm like, I don't know what to say. What am I supposed to fucking say to you? Like,
hi. Spider-Man.
thank you for saving us. Spider-Man, thank you for saving New York City. I don't live there, but, like, thank you. You know, like, what?
Love.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's more questions, though. What's, like, what describes, like, your ethnic background, ladies? Bitch, we Mexican.
I don't know. First of all, we're Mexican, and I don't know what race I am. I know that everyone's always like, "Huh, you're either white or black or like."
I'm assuming my race is white.
But it's like, I think it's harder for us because we come from a new world country where we were conquested by
white people.
So then there's like indigenous and.
Like, obviously, people that are Mexican, they always have, like, some indigenous, but there's people that have, like, 60% indigenous, people that have 20%. So, it's, like, you don't really know, like, Mestizos? Am I the traitor or am I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know.
I feel you. I don't know. I don't identify as Mexican-American for sure. I think I identify more closely to Mexican, especially because we're all first generation, so I feel like.
I like saying Mexican-American. Even though, like, I don't, like, I feel like I relate to the American, but, like, I don't. I'm like, bitch, I'm an anchor baby, girly. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I'm Mexican, but then I don't, like, I haven't gone to Mexico either. So that's why I think Mexican-American.
You're going.
I'm going in July.
Okay, that's all that matters.
But I need to get my passport, so I can't even, like, I'm telling everyone I'm going, but, like, no passport,
nothing.
Get the
real ID, is that right?
I still need a passport.
That's you true. Still need a passport.
But the real ID would be cool for, like...
Girl, get your Mexican citizenship. You don't have to pay for a visa.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Mom did... I don't want to talk about it here, but Mom did something shady. Pause it.
Are we going to...
Is there
confidential conversation? But, well, you said you wanted to talk about love.
I kind of regretted it after I said it.
Well,
we are called single bitches, though, so now we kind of have to, yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of these questions, though, love and relationships, what lessons have you learned from relationships? I don't think that has to necessarily be romantic.
Okay.
Do y'all want to start? Because...
I will talk about my first kiss because you guys know the story.
It was traumatic, yeah. Disgusting.
Disgusting, repulsive. Like, we don't count that as a first kiss. Yeah, we're not. We don't, yeah.
I mean, I... liked my first kiss, but it's definitely, I don't know, I think it's different when you actually have solid feelings for somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And none of us have had that experience here, so.
First of all, I'm 21 and I've never had a first kiss, so I just want to put that out there.
Like, I just want to put it out there that we're going through a lot.
We be going through a lot. That means I have no time for relationships.
Honestly, though,
I don't even know, like, why this is our reality for the three of us, you know? Like, why the three of us have been single two of us, like, first kisses, but we don't really count it. And then, like, no serious relationships.
True. I think I think it has to do a lot with, I don't know, maybe our personalities. Maybe the fact that we have so much going on in
like,
our
Like, I don't think we're necessarily intimidating. Because you know how some people, like, it's like, oh, they're intimidating. Like, I can't go up to that person.
I would say Karina's intimidating for
Karina
sure, though.
Karina for sure, yeah. But, like, not for all
of
us.
Yeah, I get that a lot. But, like...
But, like, in a good way, though. I feel like that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, she's unobtainable. Like, you know, like...
See, I feel like I could say the same thing for you, though, Daisy. I feel like you two, like, hold yourselves to a higher standard, and maybe because I feel like it might be the same for me, where sometimes I feel like people are like, I really respect you, and I'm like, maybe don't respect me.
I wouldn't
like, we're too respectable.
No, honestly, I think it has to do a lot with the fact that we're in some way independent.
Oh yeah.
And especially because we're so invested in our studies and in our own personal home lives, that it's just harder for us to find and obtain a romantic relationship.
I also have, like, a belief that, like, you kind of have to be, like, in the right time, right place.
I believe that, too.
Oh, yeah. And, like, when I'm on campus, I'm, like, I go to my classes and I, like, I run back home. Like,
that's
other
it.
People, like, study for, like, 10 hours on campus. They do this, they do that. And I'm, like, you know, I don't want to do
you
that.
You do you,
but yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel like I could speak to the opposite of that because I'm really involved on campus, so I feel like I'm there a lot. But either way, I don't know. Like, it's
just not there.
Yeah,
you just haven't found someone that actually, I don't know. I don't want to say suit your standards, but, like, everyone has a standard.
Oh, yeah.
So,
But even, like, my majors are, like, mostly women. Like, both of them, Spanish and journalism,
same.
Like, all women. And there's, like, two guys. So then even if any guy was cute, there's, like, 20 other girls in the class, like, who are already, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not a thing that, but most of them are ugly, though. But
the guys.
Yeah, the guys.
Okay.
But it's not a thing that happens, you know?
Women are beautiful.
We all know that, yeah.
See, I feel like mine is kind of the same. It's that in political science, I feel like it's divided pretty evenly. But
I hate political science majors.
I was gonna say.
You are
so sorry.
You are what you hate.
You are what you hate. I'm
yeah,
sorry. Because a lot of especially guys, they're so pretentious that
they're such assholes.
You can't.
That one poli sci class that I took, never again. Never again.
I mean, it's an intro, ma'am. Maybe
I don't know. It was interesting in terms of the subject, but, like, the people made it so unbearable.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel that.
And there's always that one white dude that's like, but professor.
Not to be devil's advocate, but...
not to be devil's advocate, but imagine if minorities didn't have rights. Like, which is what actually
what
most of them do
say.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
I think a part of it, though, too, is that we're all very independent because we're all ambitious. We all want to do something that we love and something that's important. And I'm looking at one of the questions.
People are scared of ambitious women. That's just how it is.
Honestly, it is. Yeah.
It's intimidating to have someone that knows what they want to do with their life because then it's like, okay, then that means I can't interrupt it, you know?
Well, I think
maybe that's why, like, if we find people, like, it'll be like my cousin where it's, like, mid-20s. We're, like, guys who, like, slightly have their life together.
And in your profession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, a guy who, like, has his life together at that point who, like, is, like, okay, I'm ready for something serious and, like, I would want an ambitious woman. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, we're wifeys, you know? But that's, like, 30. That's, like, age 30. Like, we're not going to get that now, you
Well,
know?
I think that's a question, too, right? Like, I blanked.
I don't know what my question was.
I think at our age, being 21, I think it's just, if we ever do find someone, they will not be our age. They'll probably be
older. Oh,
much
sure.
older.
I only want a few years older, though. I don't want
me
to
me too.
Be
I'm okay with a 26 year old. I'm
all
right with that. Just 27? Putting it out there. No, not
27.
27 is a little too old.
That's a little too much.
I don't know.
We're not going into that.
I remember my question, because you said finding somebody in your same profession. So do y'all think that you can't be with somebody who doesn't have the same career path that you do?
Definitely, but I think if we go into a profession in our mid-20s, and if we find someone at our mid-20s, we'll probably find someone in our profession.
Oh, that's true. But
you
I
know
feel
what
like
I mean? Because what else are we going to do? We're going to be in a fucking club. Like, what are you going to be in a club?
I, like, kind of want a sugar daddy, because whatever I'm gonna do,
I'm not gonna
make money, so I need someone who like has a career path that it's very different from mine, I would say.
Okay, I agree to that. I attest to that.
Because I'm a journalist with another journalist. We're going to be broke.
Okay, that's true.
Broke.
Because
yeah.
Journalism is that profession where you have to earn a bachelor's degree, but it's the lowest paying job. So you have to do it because you like it, not because you want the money. Like, that's it.
True.
And I won't mind dating a scientist as long as he's funny. Like, that's it.
And whoa, because I feel like...
yeah.
And this is, like, completely speaking from personal experience. I was talking to a friend who said that she's a political science major or public policy or something. And she was dating a STEM person. And he was not interested in politics. He was not interested in,
business
like,
major. You know what? Never mind. Maybe I'll just stick to communications.
But someone has to be, like, someone... I feel like someone has to, like, be a person who, like... cares about these things.
Oh yeah,
like there's a lot of people, like I think a profession that like would work is like someone who's a lawyer, like they care about human rights, like basic human decency.
I mean,
and rights
some of them
not everyone, but some people do. So then that's a job where like they would make money, but they'd also like care about politics, because their life kind of is politics. If you're like a lawyer, like you have to follow like what's happening, like what's going on.
Yeah, I think but so too. I don't know, personally
I hate PR, but PR is okay.
Like, I would
be okay with PR.
I would be fine with PR. It's like soul-sucking, but it's, like...
Truly.
I'll give points to whoever can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But I was going to say something else, but I...
Also blanked?
Like, kind of blanked, yeah.
Well, I had a question, because you guys mentioned you wanted to be a journalist. What would you do if you couldn't do that? What would be your backup plan?
I guess I'm going to have to do PR.
I guess I would do PR, I would do, like, what they call, like, copywriting / content writing.
Yeah.
Maybe copy editing. I've learned that I'm not the best editor, but, like, I feel like I can take, like, an online course and, like,
I love editing.
Get better. Yeah.
I love editing,
I love editing. I love tearing apart work. It's so fun.
But I love editing for, like, content, grammar, basic things. Yeah. But, like, that AP style, like, I need to learn that shit, because that's, like, the one thing I don't, you know.
Crash courses. Honestly, AP style is dumb. AP style, please don't listen to this.
I think the purpose of AP style is to have it, like, concise.
Uh-huh.
Because the whole point, especially for news, the whole point is for it to be fast and to the point. So then AP style is, like, if you write out the whole word okay, then it's, like, I don't know. Cut that, and then we'll have more space for something else.
True. And I feel like that's the thing where some of their rules make sense, but other ones don't. Like, I know that you can't say Latinx. Which I feel like is really, like, it just doesn't make sense why you wouldn't be able to say that.
I think the point of Latinx is because Latino's already, like, a gender neutral.
It's not, though, because it's a masculine term.
Right. But, I mean, in Spanish, it's gender neutral in the terms of, like, in Spanish, everything has a gender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Latino, like, oh, are you Latino? Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I feel like, especially if it's because AP style is basically made for English speaking audiences. So I feel like it shouldn't be an issue. It's things like that. I know there's another thing that bothered me where apparently if you're somebody who doesn't, like, is gender neutral, you have to say in the story, like, this person is gender neutral and they did not want to be identified as she, her, or he, his.
I've never read that.
I can bring it up later. But yeah. Or like if they go by a different name because they're trans, I think that's also a thing where you have to be like, their actual name is this.
You can just refer to them as they, them. Like, I don't understand.
It shouldn't be an issue, but apparently it is. Yeah.
I think, well, I mean, they, them has literally been around since Shakespeare. So I don't understand why we're still having this conversation. Like,
shut
the fuck up.
Why make it a big deal?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, just shut up. Like, just write it and that's it.
It doesn't.
And like for me though, I guess because I'm not into news writing and, like, the publications that, like, we always read and that we love, like, long-form nonfiction, they don't really, like, do AP style.
Yeah.
Most of the
time.
They're
more for magazines.
Because what we're doing is more, like big stories. Mm-hmm. Like, if I started writing news writing, like, I would have to learn all that freaking shit, which I probably will have to do anyways. But I feel like that, to me, is, like, PR. Like, news writing, to me, is, like, also, in a way, like, PR, where it's, like, there's a very, like, formulated, like, oh, this yeah. and this and this.
100%.
Whereas I feel like if you know you're just writing a story just to, like, have an impact, you know, then it's, like, very broad. You can go any which way. You yeah. can do scenes. You can fucking,
I think,
like,
there's a difference between news and, like, narrative journalism. Yeah. I know narrative mm-hmm. journalism yeah. is something that you do.
Yeah.
But news, okay, this is where I disagree with you guys. News is not like PR, because PR is you have something spun in a way in mm-hmm. which it's beneficial to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
News is just, that's it. It's news.
Or it's supposed
and
to
this
be.
And this is what yeah. what happened, and this is the outcome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
I get you on that sense. I feel like maybe it's just the way that I write. Because I know that when I try to take some sort of, even though I'm being objective when I'm writing for news, some sort of angle to mm-hmm. give the story, like, a good, I don't know, structure.
Mm-hmm.
But, like Daisy said, I feel like I agree in that every section of the newspaper is formulaic. Arts and entertainment, even
yeah.
if it
yeah.
you don't want it to, like, it follows some sort of formula. News does the mm-hmm. same. Opinions does the same. But they also say, like, objectivity, like, doesn't really exist.
It doesn't.
But the good thing is, like,
you can writers, try.
But they see that what's honest, though, is, like, being honest. Like, there's some people yeah. that, like, the writer, like, slightly inserts himself in the story and says, okay, I am this and this. So then you go, okay, well, now that they told me kind of what their experience is, I understand why they wrote it mm-hmm. The way they did. So if it's not as objective, I get, like, the gist of, like, why, you yeah. know? But I think it's better to, like, be honest versus, like, claiming that I'm really, like,
I'm objective, yeah. and then you write it in a certain angle.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like yeah. I see that a lot, especially as copy editor, because I have to look at every single section. And some news sections are definitely, or articles, I mean, more opinionated mm-hmm. than they should be. And we've cut back on that because of me, so.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yay, Sylvia.
Because it's like, if they're going to, like, if they want to prove something, then it has to be, like, a quote or this or that. Yeah. Like, there has to be something to prove it versus you just, like, saying it yeah. outright.
If you yeah. want an opinion, write for the opinion section.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember when I was the assistant editor at RCC, like, I'd always have to look over the stories and I'd be like, yo, this sucks. I don't know what you're writing here, but it doesn't make any sense, and you need to rewrite the whole thing because you're basically telling me that this is bad.
So, and there's stories that, like, it'll go to that section, but it'll come out fully opinion, and you'll have to be like, okay, like, we can send this off to opinion, mm-hmm. and they can see if they want it.
But we can't
yeah.
publish it in the news.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Opinion gets that freedom, though. Like, they get a lot of freedom to...
They get a lot of freedom but at the to same just time. Basically say that everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Well, but see, at this, like you said, at the same time, like, I know for my newspaper specifically, we have, God bless him, our opinions editor make sure that every single person cites what they're saying. They have mm-hmm. good supporting evidence. Because I know that it was not like that before. And it was yeah. just a lot of people venting or ranting. And yeah. I don't think that's what
that's
an opinion section
point.
Should be. Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, then it's like... I don't know, like, there are ways to do it interesting, like, you could do, like, satire opinion, like, you could do different things, but I don't know, I think it obviously sounds way better when it's, like, fully backed up, statistics,
oh,
whatever,
yeah.
all that, like, because if not, then how can you, like, trust, you know?
What a newspaper says.
What a newspaper says.
True. All right, so we have to wrap up. We have 2 minutes. We have people waiting for us outside as we speak.
Yes, and this has been Daisy.
This has been Karina.
And Sylvia.
And this has been Single Bitches?
Three single bitches and one podcast.
Thank you.
Period. Love. Okay, bye.
Pee-wee and love.
Yeah.